Hi, everybody. It's time for your land and livestock report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, reaction from U.S. agriculture groups is coming in on the heels of Tuesday night's State of the Union address by President Trump. NCBA's new president, Jennifer Houston, says they welcome the president's call for quick passage of the new U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreement, and they hope that members of both parties in both chambers heed that call. She says the sooner we can secure our access to Mexico and Canada, the sooner we can focus our time, energy, and resources on improving our access to lucrative markets in Asia and Europe. Meanwhile, National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould says wheat farmers were pleased to hear the president discuss the need to invest in America's infrastructure, as well as expanding access to broadband and updating rural agricultural research facilities nationwide. And here's what Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue had to say about the president's message to America.
President Trump provided a unifying, confident, and hopeful vision for our nation tonight, highlighting his administrative accomplishments in the booming economy, but also expressing optimism that even greater achievements can lie ahead.
And he says the president's speech was a patriotic one, reminding all Americans about the greatness of this country. That's a look at your land and livestock report. I'm Russell Nimitz.